telling you we have to study Bible. I'm telling you, if you write to us and let us share, then we have the touch card. Now the touch card lets you know that there are thousands of people praying with you and for you. That's every day. We are praying with you and praying for you because we pray. And on noonday, at noontime every day, but on Tuesdays and Fridays, we come together in prayer. And we want you to fast and pray. Tuesdays and Fridays, let's fast and pray for the condition, the existing condition, and the people who have and the people who have not. You have to pray for those who have as well as those who have not. Because those that have want need to share with those who don't have. So we want you to pray. We want you to put your mind at ease. And we just want you to let us help us one to another. How are we going to talk about seeing the Master getting into the heaven and denying the word of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who have left us the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. And if we don't come through that way, then we're not going to make it. So we are saying to you, let us be encouraged. Don't let nothing stand in your way. Don't be discouraged by anything. Yes. Don't let anything discourage you. Be encouraged. We know that the Lord is a keeper. He has kept us. He's a way maker. He made a way for us. Oh, I'm saying He's ever present. He's ever present. He never leaves you alone. Even though the devil might be present, but you can remember that God is always there. I don't care how much the devil is up in the air, God is always there. And remember, you have God on the inside of you because you have that soul.
Yes.
And He said that flesh is where the devil will attack you.
Yes, He will.
Because He can't attack the soul, but He can attack the flesh. And He'll make you do so many things in the flesh until you will become and you will maintain and stay a sinner. But if you give up the flesh, crucify, mortify, get rid of, then you will be in the spirit. You will have that portion of that spirit in His body. And we'll say to you, you just like this in business. And remember, we be in prayer. We have the touch card. That's for the touch card. I'm saying to you, you're talking about the conditions and the times that we're living in. I want to let you know that the times that we are living in, these are times that you and some of you have never experienced before. Getting fretful now. Let them know that God is the one that brought you through. Let them know that the word of God that someone has found unto you is the same God, word that brought you through, the same word they're going to bring you through. And let them know that you are still in this world. You are still under these same conditions that they are under. And let them know that you fear not, because you know that God is near.
Yes, He is.
You know that all of these things that are happening are in the hand of the Master. And the Master is the one who has brought us through many, 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 many situations.
Yes,
and we are still here today.
Yes.
And we just want to tell the Lord,
thank you, Lord.
We just want to pray for those in hell. And I'm telling you, there are people nowadays that are making it their life to take advantage of those who are not as fortunate. Whether they take advantage of those who are not as fortunate, or they will have because they're getting higher bills. So they're taking advantage of the people at the banks and at the money store. And they're just taking advantage of it. People are giving away more money and getting more insurance. People just taking advantage of all of us. Those are the people who are taking advantage of it. And I'm saying to you, you still put your trust in God. Do those things right and put them on you. God is going to continue to take it away from you. He ain't going to let them out. He's going to be in the hold on. One day, people are going to be taking care of this. And you are going to be on board and follow after me. pain, the pain hurt. Let us look into the good news. Look into the good news. That's the sixth chapter. We're going to get it. Letting you go. Many things that we are worrying about, concerning ourselves. You have to remember what the Word of God has already said. You have to remember what Jesus has already said. He said, He that gives you the Word of God, He will supply your daily bread. He will give it unto you. He will make a way for you. And you're not supposed to see the way He's going to make it.
All right.
He just go ahead on and make it for you. And let you come on and live according to His word. He is a way maker.
Yes, He is.
He made a way.
No.
And He will make a way. And He'll continue to make a way. He have made a way for you.
Glory, glory.
You didn't do it on your own.
My.
All of these things that men think that they're doing and all the positions that men think that they're holding, all is vain. You have to come down, bring yourself down, become meek, humble and holy.
Oh, yes.
So that you can work with men.
Yes.
Hallelujah, one on Jesus. One, because we work with one another, then we can see Him together. We can walk together. Listen what the Word of God says. Listen.
Yes, ma'am.
There is an evil which I have seen under the sun, and is common among men.
My Lord.
Amen. A man to whom God has given riches, wealth, and honor, so that he wanted nothing for his soul, of all that he desired, yet God giveth him not power to eat thereof, but a stranger eat it. This is vanity, and it is an evil disease.
My Lord, evil disease.
Now he's talking about those who have the riches of this world.
Yeah.
It's a disease,
My Lord.
Men are still psychotic, trying to figure out what make a man have $1 billion and want another billion. What make a man have $1 million and want another $1 million?
Mm-hmm.
It's all vanity. That which you have, more than abundance. Remember the rich man that Lazarus asked for the crumb that falleth from his table, and he refused to give it him. Think of the man of the silo. The man with the big silo.
Yes, Lord.
That said to himself that his soul, that he had filled all his desires.
Oh,
and the silo was full, and he says, God, out with my soul now. Well, take a rest. I'll take a rest for this old body and this soul of mine.
Yes.
I have the riches of this world. What did God say? This day, all is vanity. Don't you think that you can take and make? Because God has given you the power to get these riches and gather this wealth, and that you take it all and become holy, because you don't know how to be true riches. True riches come that when you have, you will share. It doesn't mean you got to give me a job to make more money. It doesn't mean that you got to give me a loan to earn more money.
No.
What is wrong with just simply to help me? Because I'm not as fortunate as you are.
Yes.
Then some people say, well, how the world going to go around? How villages go around? And everybody go on the hunt. Everybody come back and put it to the pot. And everybody sit and eat. That is wealth. Because they have one another. Because they have what God has blessed them. And they all is accepting it. And they all sharing in the blessing. God is in that place. But those of you, that's why the psychiatrists are still today trying to figure out what driveth the man. That when he has much, What is driven these men on Wall Street? And they have much. What is driven the salaries on Wall Street? What is driven all the billionaires that they're catching it? And the people with money and money storing it up and just storing it up, and they're just traveling and they're just playing it, and their life turning to just one big, the world turning to one big program for them. I say to you, don't let your life be squandered away from yourself. Listen to what he said. The word of God says, this is vanity, and it is an evil disease. And then the next verse and the third verse says, if a man begets 100 children and live many years, so that the days of his years be many, and his soul be filled with fear, and also that he have no burial, I say that an untimely birth is better than no. Exactly. No, exactly. His soul be not filled with good. And listen, it would be better for you not to have even been born.
All right.
As to come here and live and make your life and make this world vain and your life be vanity in it, it's better to not even been born. And we just thank God that the word has not changed, but when we speak of change, we know that men are changing, men are striving and stirring and trying to change the very word of God so that men will serve the creature rather than the creator.
My Lord.
I say to you today, choose whom you are going to serve.
Yes, Lord.
This day. Make up in your mind that it is only one God.
Yes, it is.
One faith and
yes.
One baptism.
Oh, glory to God.
You must have the faith in which God has breathed into your body.
Yes.
That same that in Hebrew that telling you what faith is, the substance of things. That is the thing that you must have, because everything through faith, by faith, and faith will come, and faith will stay, and faith will not leave, and faith is your trusting, believing,
amen,
depending,
amen,
leaning on and in the word of God.
WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa, St. Petersburg. WDCF, Dade City, Zephyr Hills, and Wesley Chapel. And KLRG, Sheridan, Little Rock, Arkansas.
There's a river I wanna swim in. There's a river I wanna live in. It's the
Welcome, everyone. We are Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries, and we are here today to talk to you about that wonderful river of life that flows from God to us and through His precious Word. It's that river of anointing that gets a hold of you and changes your life. Change is a good thing. And we are excited about the changes that God is making on the inside of so many of us. We are glad you have joined us today. As always, we are live coming to you from this wonderful radio station in Clearwater, Florida, where we have been on the air every Sunday afternoon live for 2.5 years, and it's a joy to be with you again today. I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister. I will be joined soon by Michelle Cardinal, and we're going to have a great time together sharing the word. So we are excited about every answer to prayer. It just seems like God is just answering. It's just one blessing after another. And we have seen tremendous healings. We have seen tremendous answers to prayer for people's jobs and their living situations and all kinds of things. And continually, the prayer requests come in to Beacon of Hope through our prayer line, prayers@beaconofhopeministries.com. And you can write us, and you can be a part of that prayer team by joining it, by simply saying, I want those prayer requests sent to me and the praise reports, and we will be glad to get you on the team. But in particular, we want you to know that you are not alone in this world, wherever you might be right this moment. You are not alone. God is right here with you, and there are people who care about you and would love to pray with you for your needs. So we just challenge you or ask you to remember that you can write us at prayers@beaconofhopeministries.com and that you can get on our prayer request list and see God move in your life, no matter what is going on in your situation. These are difficult times. We've talked about that different times here on this show, that 2009 has been a hard year for a lot of people. And 2008 wasn't much easier, I don't think. And a lot of people have suffered and gone through a lot of changes in their lives, some of them good and some of them very difficult. But we do know that God's word says in Romans 8:28 that God, and we know, it starts out with, and we know, Paul wrote, and we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God and are called according to his purpose. So we ask you today, do you love God? Because that's the answer here. Do you love him with all your heart? Because he has a plan for your life. He wants to change you. He wants to come in and cause you to have different priorities and some different joys and peace than you've ever known. This is a time of year when a lot of people suffer through the holidays. It's a difficult time for a lot of folks, and they find that they are feeling more alone, perhaps. And maybe you're one of those that you feel like, you know, you're alone. Some other people aren't around you, the people you want to be around you, because that's just part of life sometimes. And changes happen, as we've been saying. But this is the time for you to draw close to God, because God's word reminds us in James chapter 4, verses 7 and 8, that we should submit to God, draw close to him, and he will draw close to us. And that is what we expect him to do in our lives, because his word says that that's what he'll do. So through the next few moments of this show, we want you to be able to hear God clearly speak to your heart. We want you to be able to draw closer to God right now than you have maybe in a long time. This is Thanksgiving season. It's a time to give thanks. It's a time to remember all of our blessings. And it is a time to absolutely to shout his praises no matter what's going on in your life. It is a time when we need to absolutely reach out to God and say, okay, God, I am ready. I'm ready to hear your voice and hear what you have to say to me. So we are excited today. We've got some answers. We have some great dialogue, and we are going to have some time where maybe if you have a question, you can call in and ask that question, and we will be glad to try to answer that today. So we are ready to hear this first song, Lee. It is fantastic. It is a Mylon LeFevre song, and it's entitled Give Thanks. Let's listen to this. Get your Bible and get ready to get into the Word with me in just a moment. Give thanks.
Give thanks. grateful heart, give thanks to the Holy One, give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ His Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart, give thanks to the Holy One, give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ.
We're back.
Yes, we are. Hey, Michelle, glad you could join us. Michelle was running a little late in the traffic, and it's pouring down rain here right now.
It is. I hit every single red light, but that's okay. The Lord helped the stall happen, so I'm here.
Yeah, we were having a little technical problem there. So anyway, but it is time to give thanks, and this is Thanksgiving Sunday, right before Thanksgiving, isn't it?
It is, and do we have video today?
Yes.
Because I want to give thanks to the Jets, Sanchez, for throwing an interception and the Patriots scoring just as I walked in.
Really? No, they didn't. Did they?
They did. So I think you have to be giving thanks for that close game earlier. But yes, Thanksgiving. The Sunday before Thanksgiving. I don't want to take it. I have much to be thankful for. And we had a great service talking about that today, I think.
We did, didn't we? Yeah.
We did.
It's always fun. And yesterday was our church Thanksgiving dinner at my
house. Yes, that was really, really fun. A lot of fun. I wish I had I wasn't so tired and got to stay longer. But it was a blast. I had a great time.
Yeah, we had a full house and a lot of fun and turkey and ham and all that good stuff, even though the turkey caught on fire. But that's a whole nother story for a whole nother time.
Yes, and as Pastor Jim said, that was the presence of God at our gathering. So.
Yes, the fire of the Holy Spirit.
The
right?
Holy Spirit, that's right.
Hey, Lee, they should never let me cook the turkey.
How did this happen? The turkey? You got to tell me about that.
It was
a classic.
Bad. It really was. The turkey was in a turkey bag, in the oven, and we were rushing around. People were starting to arrive, and Pastor Jim was
What's
in there.
What's a turkey bag? I don't know.
It's a big plastic bag that you put, some
in
vegetables.
The oven?
Yeah.
Right. Like it's 450 degrees or whatever.
And it's made specifically for that, and the main purpose for that, because you can get it for roasts, all kinds of roasts, but it keeps it really, really the most moist meat ever.
But is it plastic or what?
It is plastic.
It's a form of plastic. Yeah. I'm not sure.
Okay, it's a plastic bag you put in the oven.
Yeah, it's a special thing for that.
It's special.
So
what happened was...
So the solution is... don't put plastic bags.
No,
really wasn't that. It was, is that, Pastor Jim, I'm greeting people at the door, and Pastor Jim is like, I'll check the turkey, you know, and he puts the thermometer in it. When he does, I'd made slits in the top, which you're supposed to do, but evidently some of the juice came out of that slit,
got down, and the juice caught on fire.
The
fire went up about 3 feet.
Which is probably pretty good, really. When
right,
you think about
exactly, because you had all the juice.
It'll barbecue the turkey.
That's right. It gave it an extra flavor.
We had barbecue.
You know, George
turkey.
Clooney just, I don't know, he puts it in a garbage can and sticks it in
the
Yeah,
yeah,
a lot of people
Some
are doing
people
that,
do that
now.
Yeah.
Very
so
fattening. Like, yeah, no.
Well,
okay,
anyway.
So I have a question.
Yeah, we survived.
I mean, you're women, you're smart,
right,
and all that stuff. How do you deal with you ever read Proverbs and the, I mean, really, I'm putting it out there. I mean, really, for real.
Right.
How do you deal with the contentious.
Oh, well, there's a lot of contentious people.
Like it's better to live in the woods or on the roof.
Right.
So,
sometimes
is there any solution to this? Can you ever make her happy?
Well, you know
so
what?
Tell me.
It's individually. Everybody has to arrive at their own happiness. I have found through the years, having been married and all kinds of issues in my life, that other people aren't responsible for my happiness.
Right.
Okay? I really am responsible for my own.
Mm-hmm.
And when people are in my life that cause that kind of thing, you got to wonder, is this worth it? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And God...
But don't you have...
Wait, let her finish, though, Lee.
Pity for them.
That's the thing. That's where she's
so
going.
Much. I want her to be happy.
Right.
Okay.
But let her finish here, because this is where she's going with it.
You know, God's called us to peace, you know? And today we're talking about Thanksgiving, and it's hard sometimes.
Yeah, what about the Thanksgiving? Thank you, God. We live in Clearwater. That's a start right there.
Right.
Right? We don't live in where?
Right.
Afghanistan.
Exactly.
Right.
In a cave.
But
it's nicer here.
Let me stop you there, though, Lee.
Go ahead.
Here's the deal, and this goes on my heart. Anytime anybody says anything, is first and foremost, we do what is in our power. You know,
yes.
They sent the disciples out.
Right.
If they want you there, they'll accept you. If they don't want you there, you'll know it. So leave.
Yeah.
Because at that
Thank
point, you surrender.
Right.
You surrender.
Shake the dust off your feet.
And then walk away.
Sometimes it just doesn't work.
That simple. And it's not, because you love that person so much is also a reason why you would do it, because then it becomes a point, it goes to a point of enabling.
Right.
And they become dependent on you and you needing to help them. So you have to walk away. While I say that very simply, it's not simple. Acknowledge that. And keep working on it.
Right.
But that's it. I think that's one of the things we need to be thankful for.
Right.
Getting back on our thing is that we don't have to deal like that. That we can do what we can in our humanness and then say, you know what? God wants peace for me. And another thing that those type of people do is take away our attention that we can be giving to other people
exactly.
as well.
That's what happens. Gets our
give it to God,
off.
My friend. Give it to God,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. Thanks, Lee.
Thanks,
Lee.
All right, look at Psalm 145. Let's get there. Here's a Psalm of David. And you know, actually, Lee, this morning I was preaching on 1 Chronicles chapter 16. When David brought the Ark of the Covenant into mm-hmm. the city, into the place that God had for it, God's presence. And when he brought it in, everybody was dancing and praising God. And it was a huge celebration.
Mm-hmm.
And David was into the praise.
He was dancing into it.
And his wife looked out the window and hated it.
She was unhappy.
And not only was she unhappy, but it says she despised him in her heart. And that was the end of things for her. And she was barren, actually, from that point on.
I read that recently. I tried to do all the scriptures on that stuff. And it's like, okay, well, God was not happy with her response to that.
No, not at all.
I mean, because I'm normally kind of a happy guy, you know?
Right.
I mean, I don't know. You know me. But, you know, I try to be happy and just be me, you know?
And this is what I'm talking about, David. So let's go to Psalm 145. And David went through an awful lot of issues with people in his life. David was not perfect. David did not have everything always go right for him, you know, like that instance with his wife. David had his father-in-law, Saul, chasing him around the country, mm-hmm. trying to kill him. He had all kinds of dissension against him. His own son tried to kill him. I mean, David had some things happen that were not very good. I want to look at Psalm 145 today. If you have your Bibles, here's what David says. This was written by him. I lift you high in praise, my God, O my King, and I'll bless your name into eternity.
Amen.
Isn't that cool?
Yes.
David understood where the priorities were. And that's a very big point right here. We got to get our priorities right. Remember we were talking about focus the other night, Michelle, at Bible study?
I do.
How important it is to focus and figure out what's important to us in our lives.
Right, and how the devil likes you not to be focused for that very reason.
That's exactly right. He likes to get us off on these little tangents and
paths.
That's right. And to keep our eyes off of him. And David in Psalm 145 verse 2 says, I'll bless you every day and keep it up from now to eternity. I think it's interesting. He's got eternity in the first two verses there.
Eternity.
Yeah. He's saying it's forever.
Yeah.
You know, this isn't something, you know what I find with so many people, Michelle, through my years of pastoring, which is like 25 or 30 years now, so many people kind of get into the gospel, quote unquote, or get into God or, you know, become a Jesus freak or whatever call it for a period of time until the novelty wears off. And God is saying, you're never going to get strong. You're never going to get strong and learn how to tackle life's problems and issues when it is only a fad.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
And,
I know it.
And here we've got David saying, I'll bless you every day, and keep it up from now to eternity. Now, this is David who was being chased. This is David whose wife despised him. This is David whose father-in-law was out to get him and kill him. This is David who went hungry, who hid around in caves, who was a leader of 400 soldiers out in the wilderness. This is David who was destined to be the king of Israel.
Right.
When all this yucky stuff was happening, he wasn't yet king. And he wasn't yet fulfilling that potential. Okay? Now, I want us to see that God has a potential for us. God's got a place. And David recognized that he had to be consistent. I remember saying to somebody recently that I was counseling, the consistent thing about you is your inconsistency. And that person just went, what?
I know it. I know it. Yeah, no. And I get it. I get that.
Because so often, our inconsistency, we're good at being inconsistent. You know, we're good at being not focused, you know.
Noncommittal.
Noncommittal. Because why? Why, Michelle? Why does this so important? Why does David say, I'm going to bless you every day, and I'm going to keep it up from now to eternity?
Why is it important for that, or why is it important to...
Either way.
Not, because, well, it's... You know, I was thinking about this in service today. It's if anybody's familiar with positive parenting, and it should spill over into positive lifing instead of just parenting. And you're always, when you communicate with a child, it's always in a positive, instead of saying no jumping, no running, no, you say walk. Or you say feet first.
Good point.
Or sit down.
Right.
And it's all in a positive sense. And then it's acknowledged, and it's a, and they take that in positively, and they're more positive themselves, and they'll respond positively, and then they'll talk to other children and other adults positively, and also adults, if you treat adults that way. So where I'm going with that is that you pray consistently for an eternity.
Right.
It will keep. It'll just continue to grow and grow and grow.
You know,
it's like
Can I jump in here?
Hang on, just a second. It's just it's like watering your plant.
Right.
If you water it and then you go away, it'll start dying.
Right.
And then you water it, you go away. You water consistently. You fertilize it consistently. And that's what I'm hearing with David's praise.
Yes.
He's saying, you know, no matter what.
Right.
Hell or high water, all that.
Right.
I am praying consistently. And remember, that's what we were told. Rejoice, even in the valleys.
Yes.
Because for that eternity, and it still builds, and it builds, and it builds your faith.
Right. It's consistency.
So, yes, it's consistency.
A big part of it.
That is.
Yeah. Did you have a question, Lee?
Well, yeah. I mean...
This is an interactive radio show today.
Thank you. No, really. I mean, look. I grew up with my mother, three sisters. My dad was not home, so I love women. I mean, I've been with women. I You know what I mean? I mean,
sure.
I'm all about women, okay?
Right.
All the time, everywhere, whatever. But, I mean, I don't get it. And I've had people, I asked my mother, I said, what do I do about this situation? I've got a contentious woman. There's always a problem. And
right.
My little sister was that way. She died. Diabetes. My aunt is that way. She's in a nursing home now. But it was like, you know, my mother said, run for your life. Run for your life. And that's the advice, right? That's a go away. Like you said.
Well, that's probably the best way, easiest way.
I don't understand.
We can't change people. We can't change people, Lee. That's the whole problem. That as much as we want to, you know, it doesn't
work
that way.
I mean, you try to make
right.
Whatever. What can I do for you? And then the more you try to do, it's like there's always something wrong.
Right.
So, like, what can I do?
Well,
I mean, you can't be happy now.
Well,
I was talking to her literally.
Here's the thing, Lee. You keep it going. So, you know, I'll put it back on you. You got to let it go. Even now.
You mean let her go?
Yes.
Well, whatever.
For your peace. Let the whole thing go. Because you just said yourself, your mom talked to you. She said, okay, move on. We talked to you. Move on. You got to move on, my brother.
Well, you know,
right.
And let's talk about the Thanksgiving of it all.
What I'm thinking is, well, you know, I love her so much. She's so great.
See, it's you.
That's the thing.
That's you.
But in
it's
all
obviously
of this,
peace away.
I mean, this goes along with what we're talking about.
So how do you? But do you see the conflict that I have?
Oh yeah, it's a conflict, and we've all been there.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying, look at David's life here. This guy didn't have it easy. He had a destination. He
right.
was called of God at an early age. But you see, when those are called of God, the devil comes and buffets people about with
mm-hmm.
all kinds of stuff.
Truly.
And David learned through all the hard times of his life that he had to become consistent. And I think that's the word right now for this first segment. He had to become consistent in his praise.
And with let's stay on this topic of Thanksgiving.
Right.
And being thankful
exactly.
for all those things.
Right. And
yes.
why
God
can't she
is
be thankful?
Well, remember, Lee, we passed that. We passed that. So get back
she's
on the Thanksgiving train. Because here's the thing is, that's what he's saying.
Yes.
God is magnificent. He's
yes.
thankful that God's
yes.
magnificent. He can never be praised enough because he's so magnificent. That is one of the biggest things.
Oh,
that we need to be thankful for
absolutely.
Throughout the entire year.
Well, let's go on with Psalm 145 a minute before station identification here. Down to verse 6 of Psalm 105, here's what David says. Your marvelous doings are headline news.
Again, to be thankful for, right?
Isn't
because
it?
Of the marvelous doings. Yes, go ahead.
Because so often what do we see in the headlines? Just all negativity.
Right.
And
right.
in our own lives, we look and we see situations that are just like, you know, horrible. But David says, I could write a book full of the details of your greatness. Isn't
Amen.
That cool?
It is so cool.
And then he says, the fame of your goodness. Now, your greatness and your goodness. Your goodness spreads across the country. Your righteousness is on everyone's lips.
Amen.
Look at verse 8, Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
God is all mercy and grace. Is he not?
He is.
Why do we celebrate Thanksgiving? We are celebrating the goodness of God.
Amen. And that's it. And God, this is like a tribute right here.
Isn't it cool?
It really is. Did you just feel this or what before?
No, this wasn't what the radio was going to be
what
on
I'm
when
saying,
I
because
sat
I'm
down.
Like, wow.
I felt like I should go here.
It really, and I want to say that this yes, absolutely a plug for Beacon of Hope and Pastor Marcia. She is so incredibly anointed, and we are so incredibly blessed to have you as our pastor because for this very reason, okay? Because your heart, you have a David heart. You have
yeah.
a heart after God. And that's why I'm just like, wow, she didn't say anything about this in service this morning. Where did this come from? And it's because you surrender. And you're
down.
Thankful for God bringing that into
Amen.
Your heart.
Totally.
And I'm thankful for that as well because it is. It's like, thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for being merciful and
yes.
graceful and giving us marvelous deeds, right, Catherine?
Absolutely.
Our doings, the
Our
deeds.
Doings. Read 8 and 9 in the Message Bible. You have a new Message Bible.
I do, and I love it.
It's gorgeous.
It's fabulous.
And do you know, to our listening audience, we do. I teach out of that and have been now for the last 2 or 3 years. And even though I grew up, cut my teeth on King James and then New American mm-hmm. Standard, Amplified Bible, I've got all of them. But the Message is in today's modern language, and it helps everybody understand it. So what you can buy yourself for Christmas is a mm-hmm. Message Bible, and you can go, and it's the whole translation. It's very accurate.
It is.
Too.
It is. And I got it at a local Christian store, and it was 40% off.
Oh, wow.
So look for those things, and if you become a member or that sort of thing,
right.
they send you coupons, and you can get 50% off
cool.
if you buy this one, and you get 50% off. So it's a great gift. And the reason why I love it so much is I have a comprehension problem. I have a difficult time understanding what I'm reading, and I have to read it several times, and
right.
and then you add to that the old language,
right?
While a lot of people are comfortable with that, I could read it, but it was discouraging because I had to even make that much more effort to read it. So with this Message Bible, I'm like, oh, I understand what that says. And here's
exactly.
what it says in verse 8.
Read 8.
It says, God is all mercy and grace, not quick to anger, hallelujah, right? Is rich in love.
Ooh, amen.
God is good to one and all includes me.
There you go.
Everything he does is suffused with grace.
Ooh.
That's a good word, too.
Suffused.
It's suffused
wow,
with grace.
Wow, what does that word mean?
That kind of contradicted what I said about the Message Bible, but it's a good choice of words because
right.
it's suffused. Everything is
grace.
Grace.
Yeah.
It's completely threaded and entwined with grace. Everything that's done, just like when, you know, somebody, your kids.
Right.
Or my nephews and niece and my family. Everything I do is suffused with love.
Love. It's just there. It's a part of it.
Yes, it's a part. It's natural.
Wow. Let's do station identification, and we'll come back and talk about this.
WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa, St. Petersburg. WDCF, Dade City, Zephyr Hills, and Wesley Chapel. And KLRG, Sheridan, Little Rock, Arkansas.
All right. You're listening to Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope.
Here we are.
Michelle, Cardinal, and Pastor Marcia, we are here. We're excited about being the opportunity every week to be on the air never grows old for me, Michelle.
Mm-mm.
I love this so much, this ministry, as we reach out to people.
I do, too, and I wish I could. One of these days when I'm rich and famous, I will be able to be here more often.
Right.
I don't care about the famous, but or even the rich so much, just being able to live in peace
right.
financially.
Yep.
And that's
right.
coming because I've claimed it and I believe it.
You've had a miracle this year, actually, Michelle.
I have.
You want to tell them about your pool business?
Yes, and that's only one miracle. It's the biggest miracle right now, but I started off with 5 clients, and that's because it's almost 3 years that I've had this business, and I just kind of was laissez-faire about it, and at the beginning of the year, I was laid off, and I started with 5 clients.
Right.
Because I was just, like I said, laissez-faire about really, really pushing it, because I had something to fall back on. And then God said, well, okay, you didn't get my hint, so let's go ahead and give you a nice swift kick in the fanny and get this moving. So
right.
with the 5 clients, now November 22nd, I have, and I don't even think you know the newest numbers, 45.
No, 45, praise
yeah,
God, since
so,
the end of January, actually.
Yeah, beginning of February.
Right.
January 31st is when I was laid off. Yep.
Praise 45. God, with the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich.
Amen, uh-huh, it is, it has been, it's just
oh,
remarkable.
That's
so.
Great. And I was telling at the beginning of the show, right before you got here, when you were driving in that rain, that we've seen so many answers to prayer this year, and yesterday at our church Thanksgiving dinner, we were just thanking God for the healings from cancer,
mm-hmm.
the remarkable recoveries that Jeannie's had this year with different falls and all
several.
Kinds of things, several
issues.
Mama Carmen, all the different people that have undergone a lot of physical problems this year. This has been a year of healing and blessing and jobs that have been lost. There's others that have gotten jobs.
And emotional healing.
Right,
there's
emotional.
Been a lot of emotional healing. We have, there's a variety of addicts in the world, in our town, in our
right.
Congregation, and there's been wonderful emotional healing, and that is one of the most powerful healings. Once you're healed emotionally. And what is important with us continuing to talk and
Right.
Praise the Lord for this is, again, another reason to be thankful.
Yes.
And we continue to praise Him for an eternity for these.
For the eternity. Amen.
It has been.
And I said this at the very beginning, Michelle, before you got here. It's about change right now. Mm-hmm. There's so much change going on. And in the world, a lot of people feel like it's all negative. But so often when there's negative things happening and our back is up against the wall, it's when we run to God, mm-hmm. you know?
Amen.
When we realize we can't fix this mess that mm-hmm. we're in, mm-hmm. whatever it might be, mm-hmm. you know, his mess or yeah. other people's mess. We can't fix it ourselves.
Right.
And boy, we try though, don't we?
We do. And you know, again, that's not to be anything to be ashamed of. You have a compassionate heart.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, those of us who do have that compassionate heart, really, really want to fix it.
Yes.
But what we get caught up in fixing it instead of caught up in the fact that there's a point we have to surrender.
Right.
And we can't fix it. And to realize that maybe it's a little arrogant to think that we might be able to fix
right.
it. Don't confuse our compassionate heart with being the fix-it person, because we're not. God is. God
surrender.
Can fix everything.
You know, I think we weave that concept into this show all the time,
mm-hmm.
and that really is the answer to these situations we find ourselves in where we don't feel like giving thanks because that the situation is so bad.
Mm-hmm.
But the surrender piece, are you learning that in your own life?
I really am. And you know what I think one of the biggest hurdles is with that word?
Yes.
Is what do you think of when you surrender? You know, as an American,
right.
we think, we're going to surrender our army to the enemies.
Yeah, right.
We're going to surrender our rights to
yeah.
the government. We're going
right.
to surrender and we're going to get beat up. And that's not what it's
got a bad connotation.
It does,
it?
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Right.
So that's, and then if you say give it all up, people are like, oh, I don't want to give up my home. I don't want to give up my finances. But it isn't. You got to work your way around the true meaning of surrendering to
yes,
God.
Yes, to God.
So yeah, are you going to give up all your armies to God? Yes.
Right.
If that's what you want. Are you going to give up all your rights
yeah.
to God? Then yes. Your financial burdens? Yes.
All those things we don't want to carry?
Yeah. Your emotional baggage?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Once you surrender, and I believe that's what happened with David.
Right.
Now, David fell a few times.
Sure. He was human. He
yeah.
was human. He
just
made
like us.
Human mistakes.
And that's why I think we read so much about him.
I love
because
David.
Because he was so much
I love
like
David.
Us. So that's where
Go
I was
ahead.
Going is that whole surrendering piece is if you can do that,
right.
you're removing your ego from it.
Exactly. And don't you think when David was being chased by King Saul, when he was running for his life, when his own son had taken the government away from him, all of those awful things that happened to him, somehow David has written so many psalms that say, I'm going to bless God anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to thank God in spite of
mm-hmm.
whatever it is that's going on. I'm going to thank him for who he is.
Right.
And I want to bring up a verse that I taught this morning. It's 1 Thessalonians 5:24.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it says this in the Message Bible. 1 Thessalonians 5:24 in your New Testament says this. The one who called you is completely dependable. If he said it, he'll do it. Okay? And that is the dependability that we all crave in our lives. You know, we
yes.
want our bosses, we want our spouses, we want our children, our people, you know, our friends. We want them to do what they say they're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
We get all bent out of shape. I passed a billboard at a church on my road a couple days ago that said, blessed are the flexible because they don't get bent out of shape.
That's that cool? appropriate. Yeah, that
and,
is.
And, you know, so often we can't be flexible because we've got it figured out. It should be a certain way. And God had said to David, when David was 15, you're going to be the king of Israel. Yet he wasn't king until he was 40.
Wow.
Now that's a real long, 30. I'm sorry, 30. That's a real long time. He went 15 years and did not see the promise.
But he had faith.
But he had to go through so much junk that came at him, like all those things we just mentioned, all the people against him and his own family and all of this against him. But in spite of that, David wrote some of the most powerful sections of scripture in the Bible, and it always centers around praise and thanksgiving.
And why do you think he was able to do that? Isn't that the million-dollar question?
Because he had the relationship with God. This is the part of my sermon this morning I never got to.
Yeah.
Because David had that relationship.
How, though?
He talked to God. He praised God.
It's that simple?
It's that simple. He thanked God. He was continually in that attitude. Remember, David wrote Psalm 23 that we all quote, especially at funerals. The Lord is my shepherd. Mm-hmm. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. Why could David write that? He lived it. He lived it. God does this for me, David said. Even when I'm in mess, he leads me beside a still water and calms me down.
And you know, and that is powerful. That was actually read by my brother's funeral as well. Because that was his favorite psalm.
Really?
And but you know, when you're saying that, I had the vision as you spoke the words.
Right.
I had the vision of all those things.
Right.
You lie me down in green pastures.
Yes. Yes.
And then it brought me to Catherine and I were talking that she tried out different churches, religions, da, da, da. And she said, nobody's convinced me anything in their respective religions or beliefs. She said, this Bible,
yes,
is God breathed.
That's it. That's
and
it.
That's what that Psalm 23 is. It's yes. God. God.
Right.
Breathed it.
Exactly.
That's it. And I think that's how we yes. need to be is I hate to keep that pregnant pause out there, put that pregnant pause out there, but the thing is it's that simple.
Yes.
Don't make it any more complicated
right.
than that. Is this it is living?
Yes.
God is living, so just talk to him.
Right.
And have a relationship.
Absolutely.
Right back to the shack.
And yeah, that's true. And that's what David was doing all the time. And that's why David says, wait a minute. You see, okay, if you and I spend time talking, Michelle, you get to know me. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We've known each other, what, 5 years now
yep.
or six.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Longer than that.
Longer than that. Okay. You've been a part of Beacon. And you know how I'm going to react to things, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know
mm-hmm.
how you're going to react to
right.
things.
Right.
Why? Because we've spent time talking to each other.
Right.
We've spent time going through difficult things
right.
together, right? Or
uh-huh.
handling situations or whatever. And we've spent time in worship and praise in
Amen.
The congregation.
That's right. uh-huh.
Okay. And I know when you get blessed, it's like when Connie gets blessed, you hear this woo shout, you know?
Uh-huh.
Okay, it's like that when David spent that kind of time with God, you know, when he was a little shepherd boy, when he was running for his life, you know, when he was finally king. And the promise had come true. David experienced those highs and those lows, those mountains, those valleys. We sang the song this morning, Through It All, that old Andre Crouch song, Through It All, I've Learned to Trust in Jesus.
Learn to trust in Jesus.
Amen.
I learned to trust in God.
Amen. That's
I love
it.
That song,
isn't
too.
That great?
Through it all.
Through it all.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we do. You know, and that's how we develop that understanding that we need to thank God when we're going through whatever
mm-hmm.
we're going through.
I keep as you're talking about that, you think as humans, we think it's difficult to talk to space or emptiness or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
And you just got to do it.
Right.
As Nike would
because
say,
he's really
just
not
do it.
He's
yeah,
there. He does
is.
Respond.
And I'm like, well, da, da, da. And I'll think. And I'll think about things I want to talk to him. And I know he can be in my head and stuff, but I said, you know, I'm thinking this. Let me just speak it.
Right.
And it comes into existence when
yes.
you speak it.
Yes, it does.
And you think, you know, like your best friend and stuff. Think of that's who he is.
Right.
He is your bestest friend because he's going to hook you up and he always has your back.
Amen.
You know, and you need to talk to him like that. and in every sense, and David is talking, you know, God, you're magnificent. Your beauty and splendor have everyone
Amen.
Talking.
Amen.
I compose songs of your wonders and he's wonderful. And you can, the thing that's awesome about this is you can tell him when you're angry.
Yes.
And you can tell him when you're sad or you're confused or why are you doing this? You know, I don't get it.
Right.
Because you know what? Even when you're angry, sad, and confused, your eyes are still on him.
Amen. And that is why we thank him, even Amen. Though things aren't going good. I want to play this next song Connie's got ready for us. It's called Thank You by 33 Miles. Let's hear this, and then we'll talk on the other side of this, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
What if in the morning when I wake up, even before I fill my coffee cup, I said, thank you, thank you. What if I looked at the day and the hours ahead, and before I moved forward, I bowed my head and said, thank you. Oh, I said, thank you. What if I looked at my life in a different way, took a little more time to stop and pray? I know it would change all the moments in between. So here I go. Thank you for everything. Thank you for loving me. It don't even matter what tomorrow. Everything that I had, I could smile and somehow still be glad and say thank you, thank you. Cause life is joy, life is pain, but the prayer on my heart will never change. I'll say thank you, oh I'll say thank you. Oh, what if I looked at my life in a different way, took a little more time to stop and pray? I know it would change all the moments in between. So here I go. For everything, thank you for loving me. It don't even matter what tomorrow brings. Well, I will sing my thank you for sun and rain, for what you give and take away, for all your goodness. I will always say thank you. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, I will sing my thank you for everything. Thank you for loving me. It don't even matter what tomorrow brings. Well, I will sing my thank you for sun and rain, for what you give and take away, for all your goodness. I will always say,
I will always
for all your goodness. I will always say thank you.
Praise God. Good Amen. Song. I've never heard that song, Michelle. That's great.
I haven't. I'm not on. Are you on?
Yeah, you're there.
Am I?
I
okay.
Hear you.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
No, I haven't heard that song.
That's good. Psalm 145. Let's go back there. You're listening to Living the Good Life, a Beacon of Hope, and we encourage you to check out our website. It's been revamped. It's beautiful,
yes,
isn't
it's
it?
It's awesome. Yeah,
it's gorgeous.
I love it.
We're getting a lot of hits on it, and we encourage you to go to www.beaconofhopeministries.com.
.com.
Ends in IES. BeaconofHopeMinistries.com.
Uh-huh.
And I mentioned earlier, but any prayer request, you can just write an email to prayers@BeaconofHopeMinistries.com. Right. And we'll get that taken care of.
That's right.
All right. Let's go back to Psalm 145 here. Michelle, I want to talk to you about this. I want to look at verse 13. Your kingdom is a kingdom eternal. This is what David is saying to God.
Mm-hmm.
You never get voted out of office. Isn't that cool?
Yes.
All right. That means, you know, it doesn't matter whether you're a Democrat or Republican or independent or whatever. You don't get voted out of office, God.
Hallelujah.
God always does what he says. This is another reason to thank God. And that's what we're talking about today on the show. God always does what he says and is gracious in everything he does. Everything he does. He's gracious. Now, sometimes we may not feel like it, but he is. Okay? And verse 14, God gives a hand to those down on their luck, gives a fresh start to those ready to quit. What does that verse say to you, Michelle? Verse 14 of Psalm 145.
I think I may have put the cart ahead of the horse here earlier by talking about my business, because that's what I think that means.
Okay, what? Say that.
Is that God gives a hand to those down on their luck.
They're having a hard time.
And a fresh start to those ready to quit. You know, we as humans, we work, and it gives us self-worth.
Right.
That's why I think people who have been laid off and they become complacent with being jobless, it's detrimental to their emotional state.
Right.
And you see the effects of, you know, you hear about the guy who was laid off. He can't provide for the family and he can't take it. It's too much. And he unfortunately commits suicide, that sort of thing. And if you can imagine that, if you haven't been through that, you're ready to quit. You're like, oh.
Right.
I can't do it anymore.
Right.
What am I going to do? And with me, right. I was real passionate. You know, it took me close to 8 years to get my college degree.
Right.
And figure out. During that time, I figured out what I wanted to do.
Sure.
And I did. I got to do what I wanted to do. I worked with developmentally disabled. I moved up, but my most favorite time in that is I was a behavior specialist, and I worked directly with staff and clients.
Cool.
And I really, really, really love that.
Yeah.
It's a tough place.
Tough field.
Financially.
Right.
A tough field for other reasons, but boy, do you really appreciate a lot. Anyway, that could be a whole nother
right.
radio show, but the funding was really poor, and I decided to leave the field. So for a couple of years, I just kind of floated out there, Home Depot and another company here, you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
And that's where I found I was down on my luck. Like,
right.
you know, I don't feel significant.
Right.
I didn't feel any self-worth because
right.
I was basically doing something just mundane.
Right.
And I'm obviously a people person, you know, and I have compassion for people. I want to be around people and da-da-da-da-da. And that's why, because I'm truly blessed with my family.
Right.
My immediate family, which is Catherine and Henry, and then my
right.
other family, mother, father, brother.
Sure. But so,
and, you know, I have a wonderful life, but, you know, again, that's self-worth. And when you're
right.
feeling so down on your luck, because
exactly.
I really got so much out of that, and that was such a gigantic void.
Right.
And I'm like, I have no idea what I'm going to do.
Right.
I mean, and it's just so depressing. And it's something, it's not just simple, oh, I'm down on my luck, I can't pay my electric bill.
Right.
It's more than that. You know, it's, again, your self-worth. And that's when he's like, okay, you're not getting what I'm trying to communicate to you, so let me give you a little nudge. And he did that. And I was ready to quit, you know, just be like,
but through all that, you learned the value of praising God mm-hmm. and thanking God even when things are tough.
Through it all.
There you go again.
Through it all, I learned to trust in Jesus.
That's
I did.
Right.
I did.
Yes.
And whew, it
That's
wasn't easy.
That's what we're saying. And there's people out there listening today, Michelle, that are going through equally hard times. They
mm-hmm.
are maybe financially, maybe emotionally, relationships, whatever the case may be. And God is saying, take a look at David's life and realize that David understood God by living it. Okay?
Right.
It wasn't that everything was perfect for David. It wasn't.
Right. And you know, this is, I think I said this the other night in Bible study as well, is you hear this if you're in the corporate world, and it's true. I know, unfortunately, some leaders use this just to try to whatever, but true leaders rise
right.
in hard times.
Yes, absolutely.
Because boy, it is easy to jump on the Apple wagon now, isn't it?
Right.
Not back in the 70s when those two guys just put this Apple computer in the thing.
Oh,
and, then
yeah.
And then you remember that whole IBM and the PCs
yes.
came out, and Apples were almost insignificant. That's when they were leaders.
Right.
Now to jump on and say, hey, I'm an executive at Apple. Yeah, it's easy to just walk
right.
into that door
yeah.
and be a leader. But, you know, when you're working out of your garage, just like Walt Disney.
Right.
He and Roy Disney working out of the garage
yeah.
saying, you know, it's not easy. And that's why I say with David,
yes.
do you see anybody who was just crowned here in the Bible? Again,
right.
this is God's
right
breathed word.
Yes.
Do you see anybody here saying, okay, you did great
yeah.
you just because you're being great? I mean, look at even Job.
Right.
He did great.
All these people going
happened?
Through hard times.
Right. And that's when you really, really rise.
So why praise God in the hard times? That's what we're talking about today on the show. Why praise God and why thank him when things are so bad? And by the way, do you thank him for the bad things?
No. Well, not, you know what I'm saying. It's right. It's not God doing these bad things. And that right. really bothers me when people are like, well, God's punishing me.
Right. Exactly.
No, God's not punishing you. And the devil loves to hear you say that.
Oh, absolutely.
Because you know what? It's the devil, the devil, the devil.
The devil loves to blame God for everything bad happening to you.
And he's marking it. He has a little piece of chalk on his chalkboard every time somebody says that. See, I told you. No, it's not God. God is, where is it? God is love.
God is
peace,
love.
Hope, joy. That's God is
God's
love.
God's love never quits.
Right. And that's what he says, right?
Right. Back in 1 Chronicles 16, his love never quits.
Never quits.
Give thanks for his love never quits.
It doesn't. And love, I don't see anywhere in that. When I feel love, I don't feel discourse.
Right.
So why do we do it in the bad times? Because he's still there.
Right. Amen. Good question. It's good answer.
It's that footprint thing. I mean, I never really, really understood the whole footprint thing.
Yeah.
And it is. Mm-hmm. It really is. It's just like my parents with me or me. I really haven't got a... Maybe as with my partner. You know, we lift each other.
Right.
When we... can't do the lifting on our own.
Right.
And that's what God does.
Right.
He definitely knows when we're sinking.
He's right there.
Always.
He's right there.
And that's why I praise him in those bad times.
Well, so that's what verse 14 says. David says, God gives a hand to those down on their luck, gives a fresh start to those ready to quit. So if any of you out there today feel like quitting, whatever that might be, just look to God right now. He wants to give you a fresh start. All eyes are on you, expectant. You give them their meals on time. That's interesting. Verse 16 of Psalm 145, generous to a fault, you lavish your favor on all creatures. And now I love verse 17 of Psalm 145. Everything God does is right. The trademark on all his works is love. The trademark. You know, the trademark on a piece of merchandise tells where it came from.
Yep.
You know, and that company, I remember because I loved baseball, I don't still do, but as a kid, Michelle, when I was 10, I got a red bat.
Mm-hmm. A red bat.
A red bat. And it was the big size. It wasn't a little tiny thing. It was, you know, it was a big girl bat. Okay?
Big
girl bat.
A big girl bat.
Yeah. And I taped it. You know how you tape around the handle, you know? Mm-hmm. And it was red, and I was so, that was my favorite color and still is. And I was so proud of that, even though it's in the Patriots colors. Anyway, I was That's so right. proud of that bat. And on the end of it, it had a big trademark in white letters, Spalding.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was the coolest thing. My bat said Spalding on it, you know, because Spalding was a good baseball company, gloves, bats.
And even now, tennis trackers.
It still is, okay? Now, what in verse 17, the trademark on everything God does is love. Can you imagine that? Can you figure that out? I mean, that no matter what happens, God loves us.
No matter what.
No matter what. So that's why, here's another reason, this is Thanksgiving, another reason why we can thank him, because we know that no matter what it is we're going through, God's going to bring it all together for good.
Mm-hmm. What Romans...
8:28. I started the show with that before you got
did
here.
You say?
Yes, and we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God.
Love with a heart.
Exactly.
Because God knows your heart. I hear that a bit too. And as you're talking about that too, I was looking at all eyes are on you, expectant.
Yes.
I like that.
Yes.
You give them their meals on time, what you said there. It reminded me of I had a meltdown a week ago Monday.
You had a meltdown?
A meltdown.
Okay.
Yeah, a meltdown.
A week ago Monday,
And Pastor Jim preached on that Sunday prior to. And this actually is 2 Chronicles.
Yes, 20-ish.
Yep. Real quick here, it says, his love never quits.
Amen.
But in here...
Yes.
It's actually around 18-ish. In Message Bible, it just gives us like 14 through 17. So I just want to give you guys an idea that God's word, don't be afraid.
Right. Amen.
Don't pay any attention to the vandal horde.
Yes.
Keep your eyes on the Lord all the time. And it's saying, this is God's war, not yours. Don't be afraid. You know, here's all these plagues and floods and wars. You know, and these are the troubled times we're talking about.
Right.
And I said, you know, back then there were plagues and floods and wars.
Yes.
You know, our plagues, floods, and wars are H1N1 flu.
Right.
It's not an epidemic, but the media has everybody scared to death about
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Our financial woes.
Yes.
Personally, like, how am I going to make it through? How am I going to pay that electric bill?
Exactly.
Those are our floods and
Absolutely.
Plagues and wars. You know, emotionally, because of the economy, you know, our partnerships with our spouses can be strained. You know, that's our war. And it says, keep your eyes on God.
Amen.
Keep your eyes on God.
That's the answer right there.
And let me tell you.
Amen. You tell it.
When I did that, I was bawling.
Yeah.
I dropped to my knees.
Yes.
And what is the big thing, you know, palms up?
Yes.
Because if you know, your palms up, you can't be holding on to anything.
Right.
And I cried and cried. And it was just overwhelming. Like, I'm trying to keep my eyes on you. My eyes are on you. And that's how I started. Think about the progression there, too. I'm like, I don't know what to do. You know, and I'm thinking about all these other things.
Right.
And then I'm like, I need to have my eyes on him.
Right.
I don't want my eyes on him.
No.
I don't want to. And this is what I'm thinking.
Because it's more fun or more...
Yeah.
Makes you feel a little better.
Not funny, but fun.
Right.
Like self pain inflicting and all that stuff. And then I'm like, I need to keep my eyes on you, I guess. No, I'm keeping my eyes on you. I'm believing in you. I'm trusting in you.
Amen.
I have faith in you.
Gets
and
stronger
that's what
and stronger, doesn't it? As you confess it with your mouth.
That's it, and you've got to do it. And and that's everything we just said is summed up right there.
Right. It's exactly
Let go.
Right. Yes.
Speak it.
Speak
into
it out.
Existence.
Absolutely.
And I'm telling you what, you know what? After I did that, I was like, wait a second. Wait.
Right.
I feel a little better.
Exactly.
I actually had that, like, wait a second. Hang on. I actually feel a little bit better.
Yes.
And then I was like, oh, well, it's done.
Amen.
$700 later. And you know what? I don't even think about it.
Right. Oh, when your car broke down.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm like, that's it.
I hear you. Okay, let's listen to this song. We'll come back and discuss this. Thank You by the Katinas.
Just a little while longer, wanna pray. Can get you off of my soul, came to say thank you, Lord, just for loving me. Many times I do forget every need that you have met. Oh, thank you, Lord, I know you're showing me. You are there when I am down. Holding me, your love is so amazing. Oh, it changed me. Here I am, with all I have, raise my hands to worship you. I wanna say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, thank you for everything, for who you are. You cover me.
worship you. I want to say thank you.
Praise God. I want to say thank you for everything.
Amen.
We're glad you've joined us today on Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. We're a global ministry around the world, headquartered in Clearwater, Florida, with branches other places like Texas and Georgia, and groups of our people that love the Lord. And, you know, as time goes on, we may actually be starting fellowships other places. But we're just spreading the word, Michelle. It's all about getting the word of God out there, isn't it?
It is.
Teaching the word, you know?
Teaching the word, letting your little light shine.
Amen. Amen. I want to go back to Psalm 145 and look at verse 7. Well, actually, let's look at verse 16.
Yep.
Generous to a fault, you lavish your favor on all creatures. You know, that's interesting that God is generous to a fault. I mean, he's so generous, but we don't see him that way a lot, do we? And that's what keeps
Unfortunately.
Us, so often it keeps us from being able to give thanks, because we don't see him as generous.
No, because we're like the typical spoiled children. We
right.
just want more, more, more. You know, once we get what we ask for, we want the next thing. Catherine and I went up to the Apple store today.
That's not the Apple Orchard.
Not the Apple Orchard, but the Apple Store.
Mm-hmm.
And
as in computer.
Yes, it's a great little store, I'll tell you what. And I just fixing my iPod kind of thing. And this gal there, she says, I asked her about that iPhone because, oh my God, is that an awesome phone?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
And Catherine and I got sucked into it, too. We're like, when's our contract up?
Yeah.
And I'm going somewhere with this. The little gal there, she's worked there a year and a half. She goes, I think Apple brainwashes us because, you know, I came here because I asked her how many people had iPhone. And she's like, I don't know. We have a couple of new people, but there's only a couple who don't, and they're waiting for the contract to come up. And she goes, and that's when she said, I think Apple brainwashes us because I have an iPhone, and I don't have one, but I have two iPods. I have an iMac, and I have the book.
Yeah.
The MacBook, what do you call it? The laptop.
Right.
And she has the high one. And I'm thinking, no, it's because you keep wanting those things. Yeah, they're all awesome things, but you want them. Uh-huh. So you buy them, and then you buy. And so here's where I'm bringing it together. I'm closing the app here. Is that, okay, you wanted the iPhone. Oh, yeah, that's really cool. Cool. You got the iPhone. You're like, yeah, I have an iPhone. Oh, I have an iPod. This is a really cool iPod. I got the iPod.
Yeah.
And then this is what really puts it together here is that you have the iPod, but yet you needed another iPod.
You need another one.
Isn't that what we do with God?
Yes.
You know, God, thank you for the 45 customers, but can I get five more?
Right. Yeah, right.
Those are forgotten. Not God, you know that's not true. I love you. And that's what it is generous to a fault that we are spoiled children.
Right. Because God does love us so much, just like a parent.
Yes, and he wants to keep giving us.
Absolutely.
And they'll go broke. They'll go broke.
Oh, my gosh. I used to be criticized a lot in my family before the real estate debacle over the last couple of years when I lost so much business. But for a while, I mean, I was buying my grandkids so much stuff, and I was actually... people in my family were going, stop already, you know? You just keep... But it's because I loved them. I wanted them to have this and that and whatever. But God is like that with us.
Yes, that's what I'm talking
about. That's his nature, Michelle. But we allow the devil to picture God to us as being stingy, as being...
Punisher.
Punisher. Not wanting us to have those blessings. Not wanting us to be happy.
Healed. Prosper.
Right. We let the devil throw all that negativity, and the word here is negativity, at us. And God says, I want you to get it through your thick heads here. I'm a good God. I love you. My love never quits. That's why you can give me thanks, because of who I am.
Right.
Woo!
And amen. Preach
Your
it.
Turn.
Preach it. No, I'm telling you, because what does he say back? Is it First Chronicles where he talks about, here it is. He keeps his commitments across thousands of generations, the covenant he commanded.
Yes.
The same one he made to Abraham.
First Chronicles chapter 16. It's right in there. He kept his word.
Period.
And we see that in these two verses here.
Mm-hmm. Right there.
And I was, okay, this is in your Bibles, folks. It's chapter 145 of Psalms in verse 13. God always does what he says and is gracious in everything he does. Now, look over at Psalm 146. I saw this a minute ago when we had that song on. In about verse, like you said, we can't tell exactly with the Message Bible. I say it's about 6 or 7. God made sky and soil, sea and all the fish in it. He always does what he says. He defends the wronged. He feeds the hungry. God frees prisoners. He gives sight to the blind. He lifts up the fallen. God loves good people, protects strangers, takes the side of orphans. On and on and on. God's in charge always. God is good.
Amen. Why can't we get over that?
Woo!
Why can't we get that through our heads?
Oh my gosh. I didn't even see the next song Connie has planned here. Look at this, Michelle. By third day, you are so good to me. And that is what this, isn't see how the funny? Holy Spirit
yes.
brought this together.
Uh-huh.
For those of you out there in Radio Land, this was not what I was going to teach on today or what Michelle and I were going to talk about. We, of course, we don't really plan it. We plan a theme, and then we just let the Holy Spirit lead us. But these weren't even the chapters we were going to use.
And just
that's how God did it.
And to piggyback off that, that's what
Go
we're
ahead.
Talking about when we're saying the Word is living and breathing.
Yes.
It's not like we
yes.
see these little I's, O's, U's, L's, and F's stand up off the papers and start walking around and dancing. It's a, you know what I mean? It's
right.
we this is, it's breathing. It's and praise God.
Amen.
Trust, this is not an egotistical statement. It's that I have surrendered to God, and
yes.
that's why I'm praising
yes.
God that he's working through me right
yes.
now. And because I've surrendered, I let go,
yes.
I've opened my orifices for
right,
him to consume
exactly.
me. Exactly. And that's it. And I wish I could do this every single day, 24 hours, 7 days
Isn't
a week.
Isn't that fantastic?
It is. It's moving. It's life-altering. And this is when you start really getting into the nitty-gritty of it. And you're like, yes, God is great.
Yes.
And I am not going to let this happen. And I rebuke it in the name
Amen.
Of Jesus. I'm not going to allow these interruptions or distractions in my
exactly.
life.
Exactly.
Because you know what? It's the devil attacking me.
Exactly. And the devil's message is always to put God down,
mm-hmm.
okay? That's the way, the devil works, okay? He's always got a plan, and the plan is to make us doubt how much God loves us and how much God cares about us, you know? So
right.
he plants those seeds of, oh, you know what? God didn't answer that prayer. You know what? God didn't come through for you there. Oh, did you notice God didn't pay attention to your prayer there? Always, that is the plan. And God says over and over again, I do what I tell you I'm going to do. I love you. I've got a plan for you. It's all going to be okay.
Amen. And that's what it is.
Ooh.
The devil, and you know, don't bust your own chops or not when the devil tries to trick you. And that's when that's why we're here. You know what I mean? And that's why you have your support groups.
Yes.
When you're feeling that down, you call somebody.
Amen.
You get on the, we have a church phone.
Yes.
You call. It's 727.
It's actually 813.
813. Gosh, I always say
yeah.
that too.
Because we had that when we first started the
that's
church
right.
in Tampa. 813-417-3377.
Right. And you can call there.
Yeah.
Pastor at beaconofhopeministries.com.
Yes.
Prayers at beaconofhopeministries.com.
Yes.
Go to our website and listen to past radio
yes.
shows because they
right.
have titles. When you're feeling in that place, it's always good because the devil wants you to be alone when you're in that place,
exactly.
don't you think?
Oh, totally.
Because, man, are you your own worst enemy.
Right.
And the devil loves that.
Right.
And God doesn't.
Yes, and honestly, this whole thing of God being good and his love never quitting, I think is really the basis of what we want to get across on this show today, Michelle. That's just kind of how it's gone today. That God really does have us. It says he has us in the palm of his hand. It says that we're the apple of his eye,
mm-hmm,
you know?
Mm-hmm.
It says we're chosen and beloved. And it says that he has a plan for us, and his plans are for good and to give us hope and to bring us into the land where he has for us.
Mm-hmm.
And the prayer of Jabez that you taught mm-hmm. on a Wednesday night a few weeks back was just powerful, your teaching, when it said, oh, that you would bless me indeed, this is Jabez's prayer, and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. God wants to bless us.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to bless us.
Not just bless us, but bless us abundantly.
Yes.
And you know, as long as your heart is there,
yes,
you will be.
Right.
The biggest thing is, it's faith.
Exactly.
And it's faith and trusting.
Exactly.
And, you know, that I just think of that. I envision God up there because this is I'm a visual person,
right.
And I think, you know, he chuckles going, Michelle.
He probably does, I mean? Don't you think?
Yeah, I do. And then, you know, it's like, God, you're so cute.
Yeah.
You're so funny.
Yeah.
That's what I love about you, Michelle.
Yeah.
You're
yeah.
funny.
Right.
You know? I know, you know. And he knows my heart.
Right.
And he does. He just wants to blow kisses to me and hug me just as much as I want to hold him and hug him. And he's just such an awesome God.
And that's why we give him thanks.
Yes.
Okay, we give him thanks because of who he is. We give him thanks because he loves us so much. His whole nature is love.
Mm-hmm.
1 John 4:8 says God is love. It doesn't say God is anger. It doesn't say God is retribution. It doesn't say God is vengeance. It says God is love.
Period.
Mm. Boy.
That's it. Period.
That's it. That's his nature. And if that's his nature, you can feel safe in that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we give thanks. It's because of who he is.
And not enough. So
wow.
We thank you, Lord. Thank
I want to look at Psalm 18 here a minute. Go to Psalm 18, verse 20. And listen to this in the Message Bible. I love this. This is David. David wrote this after he had escaped another attack. Psalm 18, verse 20. God made my life complete when I placed all the pieces before him. When I got my act together, he gave me a fresh start. Now I'm alert to God's ways, and I don't take God for granted. Every day I review the ways he works. I try not to miss a trick. I feel put back together. And I'm watching my step. God rewrote the text of my life when I opened the book of my heart to his eyes.
Mm-hmm. I opened the book of my heart to his eyes.
Wow. Okay, God, look on the inside of me. Okay? You're a God that loves me so much and cares about me, and you say your love never quits. God, I open the book of my heart to you. Look inside of me. David also wrote, "Search me, O God, and try my heart. See if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in your path everlasting." David was open to God searching him.
Yes, this is the one that I'm a little confused with. Maybe you can elaborate on.
Yeah.
The God rewrote the text.
Yes.
Of my life.
Because so often the text of our life is, what is text? It's what's being said. It's what's being spoken. Okay. It's what we put into action so often, the text, by our negativity, by our wrong choices. We're writing a text of our life, and it may not be good right now. Some of you out there may be saying, man, my text is pretty bad. You know, think about texting, you know,
right,
what
do you write?
Okay. Uh-huh. And what are you putting out there? What do people see when you text them with your life?
Mm-hmm,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
Not with your cell phone, but with your life. What do people see? And David says, God, you rewrote that text. When I opened the book of my heart to your eyes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm with you now.
See? And when you say, okay, God, look at me. Change me. And get me to the place, God, where I can thank you in the midst of whatever I'm going through.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to think of the negative aspect of it. I'm going to choose to believe that you love me and have a plan for my life. And it's all going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, God made my life complete. This is that verse 20, when I placed all the pieces before it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is where we have to get in this season of Thanksgiving. So often people get depressed at Thanksgiving and the holidays because they see people in family units and maybe they're alone, or they see they don't have any money to buy Christmas presents, or maybe they see that their job is going to be gone by the first of the year, or whatever the case may be, and they see all that and they feel like there's nothing to be thankful for. And the purpose of this show today, I see, Michelle, that we are directing God, people to look to God and realize that God is love and it's all going to be okay no matter what it is you're going through. Do you have a comment on that? Why get a drink of water?
Yes. My question is that what I think the biggest question is not to go backwards here is that people are like, why is this happening to me?
Yes, yes.
You know, why does this happen?
Right.
And I'd like to hear your thoughts on it. With this is that I think, like when all these, my body is I like to say schlachina. This woman taught me that word. It's just breaking down.
Yeah,
you know,
you've been
and
having
all that
physical
stuff.
Problems.
Physical problems.
Right.
I'm thinking, well, where are you, God? And I need you to heal my body.
Right.
You know, why is this happening? And my thought is that I don't believe God is doing this to me.
No.
I don't at all.
No.
So I just want to make that clear out there. I think God is looking for you to keep your eyes
Absolutely.
On him in these times.
Absolutely.
But that's my thought. But I'd like you to expound on the fact that why is all this happening if there is a God?
Right. And so often we get into that mode of feeling like the circumstances dictate whether or not God.
Right. Yeah, Pastor Jim talked. That's
yes.
exactly where I'm going with it.
Right.
Pastor Jim said, oh, well, if you didn't have.
Right.
If you had more faith, this wouldn't
right.
happen to you.
And so it's not about that.
No.
You know, life has circumstances, you know? We've got to get ourselves into the mind frame and be consistent about it. God, you're good. God, you love me. Lord, I am thankful that you love me. I'm your child. And when we do that, will you watch? Things start changing. Let's listen to this song, You Are So Good to Me, and then we'll come up, wrap up with final thoughts.
Wrap up.
Well, you are beautiful, my sweet, sweet song. You are beautiful, my sweet, sweet song. Well, you are beautiful, my sweet, sweet song. And I will sing again. So good to me, you heal my broken heart. You are my Father in heaven. You are so good to me, you heal my broken heart. You are my Father in heaven. You are beautiful, my sweet, sweet song.
Praise God. That's a good song. Wow. We'll have to hear more of it another time. We're kind of running out of time. Michelle, what are we trying to say on this Thanksgiving Sunday show here from Beacon of Hope?
Be thankful.
Yes.
And I know that's simple, but it really is.
Why should people be thankful? What good comes from it?
More good. Mm. Good. Good comes from it. And the good is that peace comes
yes.
from it.
Amen.
Hope. Comes
yes,
from it.
Yes.
Joy comes from it. When I spoke about that last Monday,
right?
You know, peace
yes,
came over me.
Yes.
Hope entered into my heart, and I started feeling joy.
Amen.
And the biggest thing here's what I have to say about giving thanks is
right.
Catherine and I talked about this, and she was having a very difficult week, and that week turned out to be a difficult week for myself. And we talked to each other throughout the day that whole week. Well, we do all the time, but what we did, you know, when I'm down, she does this and vice versa, but she's like, you know what? God is great.
Right.
Okay? And that ickiness that's happening is not gone.
Right.
We have an awesome
right.
life.
Right.
We have each other.
Right.
We have this house. We have our church, you know, the pastor.
Right.
We have our family.
Right.
All these other wonderful things. This too shall pass.
Exactly.
Thank you,
Amen.
God, for my
right.
partner.
Right.
Thank you, God, for my health.
Right.
Thank you, God, for
Amen.
For my blood pressure. I have excellent blood pressure.
All right.
You know, and I thank you for my my family.
Yes.
Thank you for all these things. And you know what? That issue
right.
paled.
Right. Suddenly it gets in the right perspective,
yeah.
doesn't it?
Yeah, and it reminded me of one of those things disintegrating.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because it's
yeah.
gone. It's over. It's no more.
Right.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
Thank you. So we look at our circumstances and we say, okay, circumstances, you're not going to control me.
Amen.
Okay? I am controlled by what the Word says about me.
The living
that
Word.
That is the purpose of this show, Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
This 2.5 years that we've been spending on the air, we are doing it because of the Word of God, not because, you know, it's fun to be on the radio, although it is, and we
it is.
Love it.
Yep.
It really is. But it is the message. I mean, if we didn't have anything, if we didn't have a message here, Michelle, if we were just sitting on here and dialoguing about Earth or whatever, you know, about, I mean, even the Colts and Patriots, we'd probably get tired of that after a while. But it never gets tiring. I don't know. Maybe it wouldn't, our rivalry there. But it never gets tiring, does it? Talking
no.
about the greatness of God.
No, it doesn't.
It does not.
We could go. I'm not kidding. We could go on a 24-hour
oh,
marathon.
Wow.
Because it's just like, it spews
yes,
out of you.
Yes, it does.
It really
God
does.
God is so great. He's so wonderful. We bless his holy name.
Amen.
And for those of you listening right now, bow with me in prayer. I'm going to pray for you. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you right now in the name of Jesus, our Savior, our Lord, the one who died on a cross for our sin
Amen.
And our sicknesses. And Lord, yes. for each one listening today, whatever their life circumstances are, we bring them before you, the throne of grace and mercy. We don't know where they are, who they are that are listening, but you know, Holy Spirit. Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
We ask that you reach into their heart and that you encourage them right now through the words they've heard this day. We ask, Lord God, that you put your arms of love around them and hold them tight. Lord, just whisper in their ear that you love them, that you have a plan for them, that you are thankful for them, and they should be thankful for you, mighty God. And Lord, just let them know that your peace passes all understanding. And when your peace is there, we see your guidance and your incredible love for us. So God, we just pray for the needs of every listener right now. Let them have joy. Let them have financial blessing. Let them have health in their bodies. Let them have a strong fellowship of believers they can be a part of and a family that they can be a part of. And Lord, we just thank you for all these blessings and this time on the air today because your love never quits.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Wow.
That is awesome.
So, Michelle, leave them with some final thoughts here.
Final thoughts is, it's simple. Keep it simple, too.
Right.
God is love, and thank him for that.
Yes.
Thank the people, just like you thank the people for a gift.
Right.
God has given us a wonderful gift.
Yes.
And God has given us the gift of each other.
Right. Exactly.
And we should be using each other for that.
Right.
Because in each and every one of us, we have the gift of God.
Amen.
That lives in us.
Amen.
And when you need reassurance.
Yes.
To call on us.
Yes.
And reassure you, because we need that. We're human.
We're human.
Things happen. The world happens.
Right.
People are busy being busy, and the world is the world, and humans are humans, and we make mistakes, and thanks Jesus, he took all that to the cross.
Exactly.
So get over that peace.
Get over it.
Just get over that peace. Start thanking God, and remember, love, peace, joy, and hope.
Exactly.
Not one place in there does it say, you stink, you're not worth it.
Right. No, you gotta grab onto what God has given you.
Right there. Don't even let that other stuff in your head.
Ooh,
you're beautiful.
It's always a joy to have you on the show, Michelle. I love it.
Being here. Thank you.
Yes, you're just great. God bless you, each one, for listening. We welcome you to become a partner with this ministry on the air. You can actually go on our website, beaconofhopeministries.com, and you can give a financial donation on PayPal. People do that. And support this work that goes on week by week, faithfully and consistently. We are excited about what God is doing. And if you're in the Tampa Bay area, come and join us for a service Wednesday night Bible study at 7 and Sunday morning at 11. Powerful services. And, of course, this radio show live every single Sunday. BeaconofHopeMinistries.com. That's what it is. So we welcome you to join us. And so it's been great. And so next week, we will have another great show. So we hope you have a great week. If you have a prayer request, write us at
prayers@beaconofhopeministries.com.
That's it. That's simple,
IES,
isn't it?
Yes, yes.
That's simple, and we will get that prayer request out. We've got a great prayer team. If you want to be a part of that prayer team, write me, pastor@beaconofhopeministries.com or prayers@beaconofhopeministries.com. God bless you. It's not far to Jesus. See you next week.
WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa, St. Petersburg. WDCF, Dade City, Zephyr Hills, and Wesley Chapel. And KLRG, Sheridan, Little Rock, Arkansas.